Where is Big Fatty tonight?
He's at the horror hotel.
Hey, that's right.
Horror meeting.
Right about now, he's probably about shoulder deep in gentleman callers.
Wasn't his talks about the horror club cryptic?
Yeah, it sounds like they're disbanding, maybe.
Yeah. That's pretty much
what it sounded like, yeah.
Wait, what is this? Maybe
maybe they're going to have a hostile coup and take over.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Right about now, he's probably about shoulder deep in gentleman callers.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1649 of the BFO for Wednesday the 21st of May 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to open up what was left over from the P.O. Box. Hello, special orderers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Dear Gussie, y'all, I'm looking at the TV machine, and y'all, there's some sort of wreck or something going on, and I don't know what they're doing, but they're clearing the roads or something. I don't know what that's all about. Big Fatty. It's hump day. It's hump day. Y'all, hopefully, if all goes well, I'll get my chicken bazooms today. But you'll learn about that on Tamari's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, we can't wait. But y'all, it was a pretty good day in the coal mine. It was a little frustrating there at one point. By the time the afternoon rolled around, things kind of leveled themselves out, so, you know, it is what it is. Yes, Big Fatty. One thing I want to correct, and it's probably is too damn late, but they might repeat it. I don't know. Big Fatty, kind of like your lunch? Kind of like my lunch, right. Y'all, you know that I want to marry Harry? Put it in your VRCs, y'all. I said that it was going to begin on the 27th. Y'all, I was wrong. It started Tuesday night. But y'all, they may be repeating it, so I don't know. But y'all, it's just going to be trash. It's just going to be trash. Y'all, I got a 20 from Tom O'Dicker up there in the Chicago's. You know, I'll be seeing him in a couple of weeks down there at the G'day's. And he was saying, Big Fatty talks about how he got a good night's sleep and then he yawns through the whole little show. Well, you know, having a good night's sleep, and by the time I get around to the little show, it's been a full day, and, plus Big Fatty, part of why Big Fatty yawns so much, Big Fatty, you said lawns, I know I meant yawns, it's cooling the brain, yes, Big Fatty, you gotta keep the brain cool, yes, Big Fatty, there's that, you are... What did I say you were today? Big Fatty, we don't know. Have it your ways, Big Fatty, something like that. I read in the newspaper today that the Burger King is going to do away with its 40-year-old slogan, Have It Your Way. You remember how that goes? Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way. Have it your way, Big Fatty, have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King. Y'all, they're doing away with it. And it's the new slogan is going to be, it's going to be Be Your Way. And And the chain says that the new tagline will roll out in its marketing and on TV. And Burger King says the new motto is intended to remind people that they can and should live how they want anytime. It's okay not to be perfect. Be ready. It's okay. It's okay. They said that have it your way, focused on the purchase, and be your way is about making a connection with a person's lifestyle. Yes, Big Ready, that just sounds lovely. So, y'all, I think before we go any further, we need to open this can that Big Fatty has received. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's the cat is from up there in the St. Paul, Minnesota. And y'all, I would say that is the Laughing Buddha, you know, the Spambaster of the BFO. But y'all, we've learned here recently that Gus Chad is up there. And y'all, the envelope is painted. And y'all, there's a mailbox painted on the front of it, and y'all, on the back is, you know, that postman from the Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Y'all, he's painted on the back of it, and painted on the back, it says, cue the X Big Fatty music. Big Fatty, then you better do it.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, and y'all are Ax Big Fatty question today. Y'all, we're going to open the envelope right now and see who indeed it is from. Big Fatty, look, it's lovely. Y'all, I've dropped it on the floor. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. It says, what does that say? It's folded. No wonder I can't read it. It says, SD Klinger here. I get lots of letters for Big Fatty. I bet some of you recognize some of them. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. Tell us about the horror. How much bacon is too much bacon? How do you clean your leather? Why do they call you Big Fatty? Y'all, anyway, let's go to the questions on the back. It says, number one, have you always been single, or was there someone special at one time? Well, y'all, actually, there's three Ax Big Fatty questions here, so y'all, we're gonna save the other two for another time. But y'all, I'm sure this is from Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, first of all, thank you so much for the y'all. And he's painted. He's just such an artist. It's just unbelievable. Such a lovely artist. And first of all, thank you so much for sending the cat and the question. And by the way, this is an excellent question. And it's one that dear Gussie. Yeah, Gussie, and I am going to answer this even though the music has run out. Yes, Big Fatty, that's only justified. Gus Chad, or Chad, or Gus, or yes, Big Fatty, the Big Fatty has always been single. I've answered this before, but it probably deserves another answer. Big Fatty, you know, people are always out there looking for that relationship. Gotta find that relationship. Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, that's fine and dandy for some people. But, y'all, with Big Fatty, my friendships are my relationships. And friendships like those with those of you that are listening to the BFO. I get all the love and care and people looking out for me and all kinds of things like that. I get all of that from my friends. And, a gentleman caller can take care of other needs. And quite frankly, y'all, a body pillow in the love chamber with you at night, y'all, it's quite comfortable. And if it gets too damn hot, you can kick it out of the bed and nobody's feelings get hurt. So, Gus Chad, Big Fatty has dated a couple of people for a little while, but it was nothing. Y'all, I wouldn't want to date me, so why would anyone? Big Fatty, you can say that again. And quite frankly, I've said this before too, being single is very underrated. There's something to be said being the sole decider of your fate and what you're going to do and what you're going to eat and when you're going to do it and whether you go out of town for the weekend or whether you sit around in your underpants or, maybe just podcast with pants off. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like today. And I'm okay with it. And, sometimes people say, as you get old, you're gonna grow old lonely. I'm not lonely, y'all. I am anything but lonely. So, it's just, but that's not necessarily the right thing for everybody. But, y'all, I look at being single as a plus. That's just the way I look at it. And I don't have a pity party or anything like that. I just, if somebody doesn't want to talk to me or doesn't want to have anything to do with me, well, that's fine. They miss out. He's too old and fat. Sometimes old and fat people can be a lot of fun is all I got to say. But Gus Chad, thank you so much for the question, and we'll ask Big Fatty the other two questions later in the week. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, guys, y'all, I got a couple of little things here on my list that I wanted to tell you about. Y'all, one of the things I wanted to mention to you, on my way back, when Granny and I were driving back from the Horror Hotel, got back to Charleston, and Big Fatty checked his mile. Y'all, I got 32 miles to the gallon. And, my neck is tight. Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, that is, what is that? That is a gyro sandwich. Yes, Big Fatty. But 32 miles a gallon. And, y'all, we came the back roads. We weren't on the inner tubes or anything like that. So I was real pleased. Big Fatty. I was real pleased with that. So, now you heard at the at the beginning of the little show, you heard the folks over there at the Stick It With a Poke talking about something that Big Fatty had discussed a couple of weeks ago about the Horror Club and what was going on with that. And y'all, I had promised you that I was gonna get back with you on that. And y'all, I'm doing that today. There's good news and bad news, but it is what it is. Y'all, we had the big Horror Club emergency meeting, and there were three of us there, and another one joined by cellular telephonic device. Miss Porter was not there, I believe. I'm not quite sure where Miss Porter was, but another one of our members is in very poor health, so of course he was not there. But y'all, we discussed what we were going to do, because, you know, every year in August we have what we call our run, and the history behind a run is that the biker clubs, which was where the origins of the leather community started, they would go out to different towns from where they lived, and they'd rape, pillage, and burn Big Freddy, and just party and have a good time, and they'd run back home, and but they'd run back so they wouldn't get caught. Well, anyway, and it has nothing to do with a foot race, but y'all, it's basically just an anniversary weekend, and we have that in August every year. Well, there's a lot of planning and all that goes into that, and y'all, quite frankly, the membership of the horror club is really down to basically me and Granny right now, and y'all, we just can't do it. We cannot do it by ourselves, and yet, you know, we'd have folks that would help us out over at the horror hotel and all, and we know that, but so much of it is the planning and the execution before we ever leave Charleston to get over there, and then you got to take everything over there and everything, and y'all, we just decided that it was not worthwhile. Plus, you know, with one member in bad health and there's another member with health problems and another one is moving to Columbia, and you know, we just decided that we were going to make the club inactive right now, and we're not dissolving it or anything like that. It's just we're gonna be inactive for right now, and so we're not going to be doing our run in August. But y'all, we decided, Granny and I decided, that we would still go over to the Horror Hotel during the days that our run was scheduled, because a lot of people like to come and just hang out and party and have a good time. And, you know, it's very unstructured and all. So y'all, we decided that we were going to call, we were going to go over there, and we were going to say that this was going to be the first annual Unrun. And so, y'all, we're not going to provide any meals. We're not going to have any giveaways, any games, any cocktail parties or anything like that. It's just we're going to be there. And as we told people, we'll be having a good time from Thursday to Sunday. And if you'd like to come join us, we'd love to see you and have a good time with you. And if you can't make it, we certainly understand. And we're not going to charge anything or anything like that. The folks that own the resort, which we wanted to go and talk to them face-to-face before we announced anything, they said that they would be happy to throw a cocktail party and maybe buy pizza pies one night or something like that. And, you know, just have a little something for the folks that did show up. And we've had some interest from some of the folks that were going to come, saying, hey, we'd still like to do a cocktail party, or we'd like to have Jello shots one night or something like that. You know, and I think we'll probably hear from a few others about that. But, y'all, we won't have the turnout that we normally do. But anyway, that's what's going on with the Horror Club. And, y'all, we'll just see how it all plays out, and we'll see if we keep it going or if we'll just shut it down. But right now, we're just going to be inactive and have an unrun. Okay, Gussie. Y'all. Well, I hope that answered some of your questions. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just things change, y'all. And you know, that's just kind of how life is. Things change, and you just move forward. And it doesn't hurt. I mean, it doesn't do anything to keep dwelling on the past. Just, you know, things change, and you move forward, and you go from there, and it's one thing for sure, they'll change again, that's for sure. Like I said at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there with Stick It With a Poke, and Gavin, would you like to recap Big Fatty's weekend?
Right about now, he's probably about shoulder deep in gentleman callers.
Big Fatty, was there a hidden camera?
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.